Now, the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, and the Minister of Environment and IGAD are today expected to launch a two-year project to establish the South Sudan National Climate Early Warning System. Now, to hear more about this, we are joined in the studio by the Undersecretary of Environment, Joseph Bartel, and Kwach Pech from UNDP, Gulid Artan from IGAD. Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today.
Morning.
Morning.
Right.
Morning.
So we will start to know about this project. How is it going to be implemented? I'll start with you, Mr. Bartel.
Yes, good morning. Glad to be here once again. First of all, I would like to give a short genesis about the project. The project is known as the project to strengthen the capacity of government and communities to adapt to the impacts of climate change. It's a $10 million project funded by the Global Environment Facility, Least Developed Countries Fund. We submitted this project to that fund a few years ago. It was approved and it was launched early this year. So UNDP will be implementing it, and all the staff for the project have been recruited and they are based in the ministry. So one of the components of the project is the establishment of a national South Sudan early warning system.
Right. Yes, Gulid, how are you working with the ministry?
Thank you very much. We'll work with the ministry in several ways. One is capacity building for early warning, modeling and risk mapping. Second is on establishing monitoring stations, both for meteorological stations and hydromet stations.
Right, right. Thank you. Now, Kwach, just bring us to speed as UNDP, the implementing partners. When is it starting, and what are the nitty gritties that you will be playing?
Thank you so much, Irene. Coming back to what Bartel said, he sort of give you the background of how this thing came about.
Right.
I will sort of drill it down to this specific component of the project, which is looking at the national early warning system. So establishing an early warning system is not like a single institution sort of endeavor. So it's something that bring a lot of institutions. So the Ministry of Environment and UNDP are just leading the way in this, and then ICPAC coming in with the technical aspect of that.
Right.
And we also work with the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, and we work with the Ministry of Water Resource and Irrigation, and the South Sudan Meteorological Department, and all key stakeholders with specific expertise information and data that will feed into this.
Right. Right. Thank you so much. Yeah. And Mr. Bartel, for someone who is listening in, how are they going to be benefiting from this?
We all know that South Sudan is currently being impacted by the impacts of climate change. For the last 2 to 3 years, 8 out of 10 of our states were flooded. And we also have drought, heat waves, and all that. So to prepare us to encounter such kind of calamities, climate change impacts, then early warning system is a really key component for us to be able to get the data before the hazards hit. So with this system, I believe ICPAC will be able to provide us with the state-of-the-art early warning systems, so that we'll be able to inform our people if we are going to have, say, floods, droughts, or heat waves, storms. So this is something that we really need.
Right.
And I'm happy that the Council of Ministers, in its last one of its meetings, resolved that we need to create and establish that system in the country.
Right.
And I'm very happy that now we'll be signing the agreement today, and ICPAC will do the needful for the country.
Right. Yes, Gilead, what would you say is the impact of climate change in South Sudan?
It's quite large. It's not only South Sudan in this region. Actually, South Sudan for the last few years has been under flood, but the whole eastern sector of the Horn of Africa has been under drought for over 3 years. And now we're waiting at the end of this year La Niña event. That will mean flooding for the whole region. So climate change is not only hypothetical, it is on us. As we are talking now, this IGAD region, 8 countries, we don't have data for Eritrea, but on the 7 countries that we have data, the last assessment that was done, there were 51 million people, citizens of this region, who were in need of humanitarian aid.
Wow.
That's quarter of the whole global population in need of humanitarian aid, and that's due to climate change.
Right.
And with early warning is a is an economical way of building capacity. So with the, when this system is built, the plan is that South Sudan will have actionable and timely early warning available to the people, but also preparedness, hazard maps. So the impacts of disaster will be reduced, and the country can focus more on development than disaster.
Right. Thank you so much there. Now, Kwach, who are the target audience and why?
Thank you. The target audience are the citizens of South Sudan, of course, who are heavily affected by the flood. And what we are envisioning here is that we will have a system that tells you how much rain you will expect and between which months and which month.
Right.
And if you have that level of rain, what would it mean? Is it going to mean flooding? And if it's going to be flooding, what intensity? And how many people would be affected? Because there is also the sort of understanding of the risk within South Sudan. Like if Juba today flood, you will definitely know which locality in Juba will be more affected than the other. So using that information, you can easily tell how many people are going to be affected. And then you can put the needful. The second is the South Sudanese people. If you know flood is going to come in July, you are well informed so that you can plan highly maturing crops so that they mature before July, so that when flood comes you are already food secure. So that information is very vital. The second is you use that information to also move your livelihood. Like sometimes flood come and it destroy crops, it destroy livestock and everything. So if you know a flood is coming way in advance, you will relocate your livelihood to a safer zone before you're caught. Talking as well about the conflict element, when flood come, you go in a rush and then maybe destroy somebody else's property and all of that.
Right.
But when you know you will be displaced in this particular period, you can do negotiation with where you are going to be and seek areas where you will be accommodated in a manner that does not disrupt livelihood of those people way in advance. So,
okay. Thank you so much, Kwach. Now, Mr. Bartel, how do you hope to monitor its impact on the intended target groups?
Actually, what will happen is the Met Department will be responsible of disseminating the data. Then we make sure that all citizens of the country will have that information. We can use you people, broadcast media, print, cell phone, social media, our TV. So this information has to be timely and people have to get it early. So the most important thing for us is to make sure that the system works and all the facets of the systems are in place, and we'll be able now to provide that information and inform people early. If we are going to have a relocation, for example, what should we do? The Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and all the humanitarian agencies will have the data, and they'll try to preposition, say, relief or food items, housing, and all that kind of stuff. So it's really a good thing. Instead of us reacting to the disaster, but we prepare ourselves, then we know exactly what to expect.
Right. So how soon do you hope to see results after this project has been launched?
It's a 2-year project. So when we signed the agreement today, I think ICPAC will start doing implementing some of the components and inputs in the project, such that the output will be in the next 2 years. But if they can do something at the moment where we can start receiving even weather information and all that kind of stuff, because at the moment, as a country, our Met Department is not providing us with climate information.
Right.
So I think will not wait until 2 years, but now if there are some capacities that they can be developed, improved at the moment, we'll start getting information like temperature and rain forecast and all that kind of stuff. So it is a work in progress, but we'll commission the system once all the elements are in place.
Right, thank you. Coach, would you like to jump in?
Yeah, exactly. Just to add on that, so we sort of planned this sort of agreement to make sure the first few months of the first year, ICPAC will be putting the needed equipment, the systems and all of that. So that we can, is possible to say within the first year we will have a system that can provide information. And then the second year would be more to build capacity and transition the management of that system to the country,
right?
So that South Sudan manages its own system after the end of the second year.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for making out time to speak to us. Kelly, what is your message to the South Sudanese citizens who are listening to this program right now?
Early warning is a life saving. And is an effective way of contributing to the development of the country, but also they have to be educate themselves on the messaging. So, if early warning has several components: data collection, modeling, dissemination, but people have to also heed the warnings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When they're given by their authorities, hopefully by the South Sudanese Met Department.
Right. Thank you so much. And Mr. Bartel, what is your message?
My message is, I think one thing, we as government used to work in silos. There are a lot of information in different institutions. Like this early warning system should not only be for climate alone.
Mm-hmm.
We also need to bring the health ministry, they have their system there, agriculture and all that, water resources. So let's try to get a kind of like a comprehensive system in place,
right,
where we'll be able to provide information to everybody.
Mm.
Because now there is this big thing of saying we don't have data, but there is data, but we have not centralized that data. So I think when we have this system in place, we have to see how can we now harmonize and work together,
right,
and provide information to our people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And Kwach, what's your last message?
Yeah, no, just piggybacking on Honorable Bartel, I think delivering development is not a single person effort. And as the project is bringing together a lot of government departments to come and work together, I think it's also imperative that the UN, and particularly from the UNDP point of view, is that everyone has a stake in development and everyone's expertise is needed.
Right.
So with UNDP, we're trying to work together as well with the rest of the development community, the UN and the donors and the government, to make sure we appreciate our collective intelligence in doing things. Just because I don't know how to do this does not mean nobody else knows how to do it. So sitting with people, taking their views and moving things forward, I think is the right way to empower South Sudan to move on its own.
Right. Kwach Pech, Gilead Artan, and Joseph Bartel, thank you so much for your time.